You were going back a bit, yeah? Because you're down on the way. Ochlon Demai, where was that? Tanya, is that 20 lines down? On Kubjudalad on the base. Starts with Tanya. The beginning of the line is Tanya. Tanya, Ochlon Demai, Yosef, Yed Mori, Demai. Demai means that you bought it from Amoritz and you're not sure if they've taken mitzvahs from it. So Loch is a Jew has to, every person who buys from Amoritz has to take mitzvah. If you eat the mori without taking this mitzvah de rabbanon, this topic mitzvah, which the chazal mesaken, you are yoitza. You're yoitza. The shad is why it's not fitting for you. Chazal said you're not allowed to eat this mai. So Rashi says it's really based on the Gemara earlier, the Flamaday. It says Rashi says Rashbam Ochlan de Mayotza. Yiboi Mafkil in Achose. The Chazal said that although you're not allowed to eat the mai, and nobody's allowed to eat the mai, but Aniim are allowed to eat the mai. Somebody who's poor is allowed to eat the mai. But since he could have been Mafkil his property, and then he would have been an Oni, Vahave Oni, then he'd be an Oni, Vahchodile, and then it's fitting for him. So Chazal already considered it fitting for every Jew because theoretically it could have been Mafia's property and then he would have been able to eat him. The Sugya of Zemai is a little bit involved, which isn't the focus of today's shir. Yes. Ochron Zemai Yotso. Why? See, Boy Mafia in Achose. The boy, if he wanted to, he could be mafkil in a chote, he could be mafkil, he could, I don't know how to say mafkil in English, how do you say mafkil? Wow, well done. His own or his properties, thank you.
He'll in English.
Very good, even better. Okay, he can be mafkil his properties, and I once called up some company, I don't remember who it was, and they try to speak in English to you, and they say, and you have difficulty to say what a machsan is. The stuff is in the machsan, the merchandise is in the machsan. So you manage everything else, but machsan not. So okay, machsan is what we call it as well. So if he wanted to, mafkin lenachote, he could relinquish his properties, or disown his properties, would be a better English word maybe. Vahava Oni, and then he would have been an Oni, Vahava Chodini, and then this Demai would be Matim for him to use. So therefore, Hasanami, Sanare Di Chazal characterized this Moroi as something which is Chodini fit for him. So that's why I said the Sugya of Demai is a little bit involved, the Sugya of Demai that I'm saying, that wasn't the focus of what we're going to be spending today. The mind is drop on, and it's only it's drop on, and since it's matim for you sometimes, yes. The Chazal never said this is something which is mitzvah bal baavir. It's not, this is something which is matim for you as well. But here he didn't do that, and he ate it without it. So would we say therefore that he ate something which is itza and therefore he's not yet? So we say no, this thing inherently is mutter to him. Why is it inherently mutter to him? Because he could have been mafkir's property and then he would have been able to eat it as it is. Therefore this thing is inherently mutter to him, and therefore Chazal mutter. As I said, it's not the subject for today's shir. Maybe we will one day, but not today. Ochlon Chatzoyim. This is the subject now of today's share. Ochlon Chatzoyim. If you add, back to the Gemara. Ochlon Demai Yotso. Ochlon Beloy Mitzkaven. If you add without having Kavana, he add the Mori without Kavana, back to the Gemara. Yeah, Yotso, you eat. Ochlon Chatzoyim. If you add the Mori in half, he had Kizayis. So he had half a Kizayis, and then he had half a Kizayis. Yotza, he is Yotza. Although Vav, Shalayisha, Ben Achila, Lechavelta, As long as you shouldn't delay between one eating and the second eating, that means the first gezeis and the second gezeis, yoisa more than kidei achilas kras. The time it takes to eat half a loaf of bread, that's the shear which Chazal say. It's the shear which Chazal said joins up eating. Says if you go into a house that's got seraf in and you stay there for the amount of time that it takes to eat a kidei achilas kras, then you are Tommy. And Chazal learned out from this idea of achilas kras that if you start eating and you finish eating, we can all consider one eating as long as it was within the time, you say, the time frame of eating a kidei achilas kras. Minutes, some say it's 2 minutes, some say it's 4 minutes, some say it's 9 minutes, to decide what the loaf of bread was. But that's called one eating. So if you ate two halves of bread of mori, you don't need to swallow the whole mori in one go. You eat half, and then eat the other half, and you eat that. It seems quite straightforward, says Rashbam. Achron chatzoin, chatzi zayit v'pam rishoin, v'chatzi zayit v'pam sheini, half a gezayit for the first time, and half a gezayit the second time. But more, Marim, we're talking about more. If you add half a gezayit now, half a gezayit later, with more, you are yoitza. You add two halves, so yoitza, two, one half and one half, makes a whole. So you add the gezayit at the end of the day, so yoitza. Have a look at Rashi, Daf, Chaf, Ted. Yeah, we'll get to Rashi in a minute. Have a look at Rashi. Rashi, Daf, Lamed, Ted, Tom, and Ali. Nish for them. Mita, Lamed, Ted, Tom, and Ali. Can you avoid it?
These
are the vegetables that a person eats since Chiyuv on Pesach. That means Moroi, doesn't have to be literally only something which is called Moroi, it can be any one of these five Yerokis. The Chazeres, which is what's known as letters, the Tamcho, the Chachavino, the Ulshin, or the Moroi, any of those five, if you eat them, you eat there. Whether the leaves are moist or they're dried, they can't be pickled, looking cooked, very cooked, not even cooked, just not very cooked. And any of these five, if you have any of these five, then it's diet to a kezayit. If you have half of this and half of that, it's mitzayet to a kezayit. Says Rashi. Rashi is on the second line. Mitzav in the kizayit. Rashi is there. Mitzav in the kizayit. In ein loy me echo men kizayit. If you don't have from any of them kizayit, then you can take a bit from this, a bit from that. He has half a kizayit of this, half a kizayit of this. Mitzav in ze in ze. They join together. Kedei lotzeis is a chayvotoi. He has a chiv. So a chiv to eat tomorrow. A chiv to eat tomorrow. So if you have half a gezayit of this and half a gezayit of this, you've now got a whole gezayit, and now you can be yotza your chiv of tomorrow.
If
they're one of the five. Right. That means if I have half a gezayit of lettuce and I don't have the other half of tampa, I just stop there. Have I been yotza mitzvah tomorrow? No. How do you know? Because the Mishnah tells us that he's saying. Rashi says as well. Rashi says, in order to fulfill your obligation, of Moroi, you need to eat a kizayit. And that look, it makes sense. The prophet says, Al matzois umroim yichlu. V'shodi l'kol mipesach, v'shodi matzois umroim, matzois and moroi, yoichluhu, v'shodi them. Yoichlu is a lotion of achila. Achila is the gezayit. So it makes sense to Rashbam, what Rashi's thought. So Rashbam's saying, Rashi actually, makes sense to Rashi's saying. So Rashi's saying that if you have less than a gezayit, you're not even yet to the day of the gospel.
You have to be half the whole thing in front of you, but if you have another option, something else, you can still do the half.
But what we do see from this Mishnah is, and I'll hear Rashi explains it, that the shear of Mori is a gezayit. Right? Somebody eats less than gezayit, he hasn't been used to the Mishnah Mori. Now let's have a look at the Rosh. The Rosh is here. I made copies for those that don't have the Rosh, but you have to know where he is. The Rosh is over at the top of the page here. So the Rosh is in a cafe. This is the Gemara there, yeah? Tanya, Ochle Demai Yotzev, if you eat with alcohol on a yotza, if you eat in them in two halves, yotza. For the vad shlo yisavoy, as long as you didn't delay bein achila lechaverto yotza nafteh achilus pras. That's the Gemara. Now here's what the Rosh adds in. Mishum, you know why you mustn't have that delay? Mishum, the mavorik alachilas moroi. Since you make a brocha alachilas moroi, since the broch is alachilas moroi, sorry, shayichal kezayis. You need to eat the kezayis. There's no achila when we say the word alachilas moroi. Achila must mean a kezayis. So since we made the bracha al achilas moroi, since we made the bracha saying the word achila, that's why we need to have a gezayis. That's why we need to have a gezayis.
Not because I'm Dr. Ramesh.
It's saying achila about the gezayis. One second, I will be rocky, so you say no, I start with the first vegetables that we eat at the beginning of the meal. Shemavar chalem boi priyadamo. Ba'amma, we just only say boi priyadamo. Vein matkin alem achila, we don't mention anywhere there the words achila. Ein, sorry, ma'am, because I don't need the gezayis. Says they're also most fascinating and mind-boggling and chair falling off. Rosh telling us that the reason why you have to have a gezayis for Moroi is just because of the bracha. The bracha is al achilas Moroi. So you need to have a gezayis. But the original Karpas, we didn't say al achilas Moroi, so don't need a gezayis. But when you have a bracha al achilas Moroi, that's when you need the gezayis. According to the Rosh, the reason what did it mean that Mishnah about that these five minimum mitzvahs for the brother? Since you have to make alachila tomorrow, which saying alachila is one achila is a kezayis. You need the kezayis. So obviously you have the kezayis, half a kezayis is this, and half a kezayis is this. It can all be mitzvahs, and therefore you'll be yotzei your bracha of alachila tomorrow. But mitzvah the mitzvah of Moroi. Yeah. Even half a kezayis is yotzei. Because of the bracha, not because of the mitzvah. These are the type of vegetables you can be eaten and more with. Very good. Those are the five you can be eaten and more. Then the mitzvah adds on. What does that mean? For the bracha? It doesn't say anything.
Not for the mitzvah.
Not for the mitzvah, for the bracha.
No deference to the pasuk.
Very good. So that's the first kasha meros. The first kasha meros is because of the bracha. The pasuk says, "Al matzah is omroim yechlo." Al matzah is yechlo. So it says achila. So forget about the bracha. It says achila in the mori itself. Al matzah is omroim yechlo. So that's the answer to that kasha is. Al matzah is omroim yechlo is going on the Korban Pesach. Together with the Korban Pesach, it should eat matzah mori. The kizayis is going on the Korban Pesach. But the mori, going to the Rosh, wouldn't eat the kizayis. Wouldn't need the kizayis. Why do you need the kizayis for matzah? That's a special hekesh. But mori, you wouldn't need the kizayis. So why do you need the kizayis? Why does the Mishnah say you need the kizayis? The Mishnah that Lama Tetz clearly says you need the kizayis. Well, the mori says you need the kizayis. Why do you need the kizayis? Because of the bracha. Al achilas moroi. If you say achila, achila has to be a kizayis. And John, what's your kasha? Huh? So what's your question?
How can you say it's because of the block?
Well, the mitzvah, the block is with
achila.
Oh, what's your question? I thought John was going to ask that question. Yeah, what are you saying? I think John will be mitzvah himself. Oh, so you're saying the bracha is difficult. Yeah, the nusach of the bracha is difficult. How can you say Hashem is shana b'mitzvah mitzivanu al achila tmoroi? There's no mitzvah of achila in the first place. The mitzvah is amoroi. Hashem is shana b'mitzvah mitzivanu amoroi. What achila tmoroi? Stop. What do you mean to do it? No, eat a little bit. You don't need an achila. You achila means a kizayis. Just have a little bit. According to the
right,
you're separating
maror.
Maror is good enough to have a little bit. Maror is a little bit good enough. Why say yoichlu? Because the compensator needs to have a kizayis. But the maror itself needs only a little bit. Amazing. So you're saying the nusach of the bracha is difficult.
Yeah,
that the pasuk says, "Amatzah is amoreim." Sorry, the bracha is saying, "Alachilas." So the Tzadik is saying, "It's not alachilas moreim." There is a mitzvah to have achilas moreim. Maybe it's rabbanon. Like you said, Shekhar Vishonim, if it's Moisha, it's not our Likness or Chanukah, even though there's no Zeraita. So maybe our Bonham said that we should have an Achila. Maybe that's not such a strong question. Maybe. The Rosh says, everyone agrees that that's what the Rosh says? Now, why is the Rosh there?
Because
of the Bracha. Because of the bracha.
This brighter tells you you have to have two halves. No, but then that's why you're on bracha. That has nothing to do with
this. Right. She asked, where's the makor that there's a din to have a whole kizayis? This brighter tells me that. So this is the makor that you need to have all din kizayis. Not because of the mitzvah.
Yeah,
chazal and makor.
You don't have to come to the lashon of Chavila. And why you need it again?
So I'm saying it could be.
You're back to the why you don't need the lashon of Chavila.
Yeah. Shakazai asked a question. We'll see about it. Shakazai asked a question. It's a good aura. The aura of the Shoham, if John was asking, it's a bit backwards. I mean, the Nusach of the Bracha is telling me, Al-Achilas Matzmoy, if there's no Mitzvah Achila, then why are you saying a Bracha Al-Achilas Matzmoy? We have to have a Kedayas because of the Bracha. Why do you say a Bracha? Because that's what they instituted. But why did they institute that Bracha? Why did they institute that? You don't need a Kedayas. A little bit. He's not into gezayis. The Chazal said that you may say bracha ala kedizmor. So therefore we have to have a gezayis. But why did they say they have to say ala kedizmor? Yeah, it's a good aura. And the Shagzai asked it. But what we want to know is, why is the Rosh doing this to us? What's the Rosh want? Why is the Rosh doing it to us? Why is the Rosh saying that the reason why we have to have a gezayis is not because of the mitzvah, it's because of the bracha? Why? Where is it coming from? Why is the Rosh doing this? It's coming from the whole sugya. The whole sugya that we've been learning for the last 2 weeks is mucha, that the mitzvah of mori is even by less than a kizai. It's absolutely mucha. So the mitzvah of mori is less than a kizai. Argue the tapers.
Moses was explaining that
example
of Mara
on the first
morrow. You eat a little bit,
but
you get 3 minutes
later on. Say that, because they said the bracha bucket is going on later on. And that later on, so there doesn't see any arguments in that. You're not used to now, because Mr. Tudor's Kavana. So you eat it later on, and that one is. Let's start.
Of the Gemara was that the first eating was that he ate
inside. Let's see. The Gemara starts off. Yisraki says, the Mishnah said that you did twice. You have chazeres beforehand and chazeres after. That means you had chazeres for kalpas, and then you have chazeres for more. Since Yisraki is later merit mitzvahs, suchas, kavana. From here we see that mitzvahs require kavana. From here you see mitzvahs require kavana. Why do you see mitzvahs require kavana? Because why would it? Rashbam says we would never preempt the mitzvah of mara. The mitzvah of mara should be eaten with matzah. And here we're going to be doing it for kalpas. So we would never preempt it. We would not preempt the mitzvah of mara. So why are we adding chazeres for kalpas? Must be because you don't have kavana to be yetzer, and therefore you're not yetzer. And therefore, when you dip afterwards, that's when you'll be yetzer the mitzvah of mara. Right? That's what Yisraki says. Maskim Rebata. Yisraki says, Mitzvah Sikhas Kavana. How do I know it? Zayisay Merit Mitzvah Kavana. Where do I see in the Mishnah that Mitzvah Sikhas Kavana? Where do you see it? Zayisay Merit means, this tells me that. From the fact, the way the Rashbam says it, from the fact that we do a first dipping, even though we're eating more early. So why should we do a first dipping? Mukhas, the first dipping, I'm not yet to my mitzvah. Why am I not yet to my mitzvah? Because mitzvah sitas kavana. So therefore I'm only be yet to the second dipping, so I never preempted the mitzvah. So why am I dipping the first time? Hecker. Why am I dipping the second time? Mitzvah. When I did the first time, am I yet to my mitzvah? When I did the first time, yet to the mitzvah? Says the Rashbam, says the Rashbam, Mukhach in the Mishnah, you're not yet to. Because we would never preempt the mitzvah. You're not yoitz the mitzvah's mori. Why are you not yoitz the mitzvah's mori? Because you didn't have kavanah. So let me ask you, I've got a better reason why you're not yoitz the mitzvah's mori. Because you had less than a kezayis. Did the first div have less than a kezayis? And the second div have all kezayis. Like we all do. So why can't we posit, where did we stop to see in the Mishnah that mitzvah's tzichas kavanah? The Mishnah says he did twice. You know why? The first day was with less than a kezayis. And then you had it for kaupa. And the second day you had it for more than a kezayis. And that was your moral. Could be mitzvahs and tzichas kavanah. You can't hear these v'yotz and mitzvahs even without kavanah. But you didn't have a share. You had less than a kezayis. You didn't have a share. That's why you're not preempting the mitzvah moral. And the Gemara says, "Poshet zois oy meres." What does zois oy meres mean? This Mishnah tells me that it's mukach mitzvah tzichas kavana. Why is it mukach? Where's the chokah? From the fact that we had mori twice. Why is there no problem preempting the mitzvah mori? Answer is, you didn't have kavana, so you didn't preempt the mitzvah mori. If you hold mitzvah in tzichas kavana, by eating mori, you preempt the mitzvah mori. Today, has less than a kezayis? I didn't preempt the mitzvah mori, less than a kezayis. So what's the Yisraki's on about? Elamai, he says the Rosh. Doesn't speed this all up, that's where the Rosh problem is coming from. Elamai, even less than a shear, your yoitzah mitzvah morah. Even less than a shear, your yoitzah mitzvah morah. So if I dip in a chalpah, the day chazer, and I dip in and have a fraction of a morah, some is I have an eighth of a kezai. And I dip it in, and your mitzvahs ain't in kavana, mitzvahs do not in kavana, by eating your eighth of a kezai, to your yoitzah morah, because morah doesn't need a shear. He didn't make the what? Who said that's an
achilah?
It says the Rosh, the only reason why you have to have an achilah is because you made the brocha al achilah tomorrow. That because on your yoitzah tomorrow, even by less. So because you said the words al achilah tomorrow, we require you to have a kedai.
He
didn't make a brocha.
He didn't have
the kedai.
That was
what
to have.
So you ate the kedai. To make the brocha. Because of the brocha.
You need to have that
portion. If you make a brocha, I'll have to tomorrow, and then Chazal will cry you to eat the kazai. Then you eat to the mitzvah of tomorrow, at the earlier.
This is the state
that you have to have a kazai in the
other
Indeed.
May I put? That's the Rosh.
That's the Rosh. The Rosh said that. The Rosh is the reason why we eat the kazai. The Rosh will say again, maybe we also didn't see clearly enough in the Rosh. The Rosh says, one second, let me give myself a Chavusah. The reason why you need Chavusah, Mishum de Mavoich al Achilas Mori. Since you made the Bracha al Achilas Mori, Soros, Sheyechul Kazayis. You need to eat the Kazayis. Only because of the Bracha. Because of the Bracha, you need to eat the Kazayis. As those are the Rosh. Not because of anything else. You yoitza your mitzvah tomorrow with less than a kazayis. If I take an eighth of a kazayis and I dip it into chorizo, I don't dip it in chorizo, it doesn't make a difference. And I eat it that way, I'll be yoitza my mitzvah tomorrow. So how can you dip at the beginning of the meal? How can you do kalka? You're preempting the mitzvah tomorrow. How can you preempt the mitzvah? So it is mitzvah, shichas kavana. So it is that you need to have kavana, and you didn't have kavana. That's right. Prophet says, oh,
yes, I say the bracha. The Rosh is saying, now when you eat, if you only had maror for both dipping, and you said that, and you eat less than a kazayis, you're out of the trouble. You're not going to be out to the mitzvah.
You will be out to the mitzvah.
If you just said akhila maror, you didn't eat an akhila maror, how are you?
You ate the mitzvah. There's a drama of bracha vasala, but you ate to the mitzvah.
It becomes a bracha vasala.
You didn't eat the kazayis, but the mitzvah you did.
I'm back on the chair. How did the Rosh help?
How did the Rosh help? The Rosh told us a din.
Right.
Help. The Rosh here to tell us the MS. The MS is, less than a kazayis, you yoit tomorrow.
And the bracha was made?
The Chazal instituted the bracha. One thing, to the bracha, then you said al achilah, so you need to eat the kazayis.
Now, forcing everyone who only has maror to eat if you have 10 kazayis, and the first one was karpaz, which we normally would have been treating the children with, now you must eat a kazayis because you're making the bracha.
If you make a bracha on the first one,
yes.
You make a bracha on the first one, you will eat the kazayis. But why?
Because of the bracha.
Only because of the bracha. But if you eat less than a kazai,
you don't see anything.
You eat the mitzvah. If you eat less than a kazai, you eat the mitzvah. So Rishlaki has told me, I've seen the mission, it says you can do it twice. What do you want to say? Yeah, the first one's less than a kazai. No, it's not going to help you. Instead you eat the mitzvah. How can you dip again? How can you dip again and make the bracha on wine? You're emptying the mitzvah. So it is, you're not preempting the mitzvah. Why not? Because mitzvahs, shichas, come on now. Isn't that mukach in the sugya?
What? Why don't you have to say I'm very free of Dhamma again? Maybe more again.
Why should you?
Because you didn't have the kavana for that eating. Maybe you should say I'm very free of
Dhamma. Why, you knew you were going to eat later on. You had in mind that you're going to eat later on.
Where is the
kavana? When I ate my first dipping, I knew I'm going to be having more later on.
So maybe the kavana on
I didn't have kavana here, one thing, let's get this clear. When I had my first dipping, I didn't have kavana to be yoitzah the mitzvah. soothing. Something before you have an apple, you have to make a bracha. There's something else. Before you do a mitzvah, you need to have kavana for the mitzvah. If you didn't have kavana for the mitzvah, says Yisrael, you're not Yisrael. So when I had my first 8 stomach desires of lettuce, of course I made a bracha b'chus hanenim with intention to continue eating later, but when I ate that 8 stomach desires, I did not have intention to fulfill the mitzvah of eating bitter herbs. I didn't have intention for that. Then the shock is mitzvah shechus kavana, you're on yeter. You're on yeter. But don't tell me that really mitzvahs don't need kavana. And the reason why you're on yeter is because you didn't have a share, because there's no such thing. You don't need a share. You don't need a share for more. Right? So there's no one who can argue on that. It's so muchat in the sugya. There's just no way we can learn the sugya any other way. The chizah was a 15 all of that. Okay. Some people say it's laughed up. You mean to say after you already started eating the meal, you can't make it. We wouldn't institute to make it wrong. It's just a loss in guzma, exaggeration. If that was the question, we would pass that. No, but we're saying that you don't need to put your belly. Even a kazai, even possible kazai.
You can ask a question. What is that?
Did
he make a rough about the law?
This is going on with Huna. The Huna said we make Adama first and then only later on we say Al-Akhila tomorrow. So which of Chisna said back to Huna, you can't do that because after you started eating, how can you only then say Al-Akhila tomorrow?
Right.
I mean, starting eating before and didn't have to be at today.
The Rav
Chisna told
me that he's
Yosef in the midst of Mara the first time.
He holds it not to be held,
that it's going to
be for later.
So he holds it for later.
He's going to say that he doesn't need a kazayas, as we just said.
Which case?
If he doesn't need a kazayas in the first evening when he's
a zakilah
maro.
But the bracha consultation is going on the later.
And is he eating a kazayas or not?
Later or not eating a kazayas? First
so he's eating less. So isn't that a bracha levatalah?
No, because he's going to eat the kazayas later. And the bracha is going on later.
When I asked that earlier, you said, no, that would be a bracha. Well, if he ate less than a kazayas, it wouldn't count. And later he would have to say it again.
According to Tosfos, the bracha that you make alakha tomorrow is not going for what I eat now, it's going for what I eat later. So as long as later when I eat the kazayis, it'll be a kazayis, then that bracha which I made now is matim for later.
And the condition of we eat it in the time it takes to eat a pras, is that the
way? Oh, it is. You need to eat that kazayis to the achilas pras. Kun Tosfos again, I'm just reminding Tosfos, you make a bracha now, that bracha is held in limbo, up in the cloud over there, until you finish all the agada, you then eat your kazayis, and that's the bracha is going on that eating over there.
He
just like Kir Shafer, you blow, you make a bracha now and it's chal in 2 hours time. So do the eating and the bracha Akhir Shmar, you make it now and it's chal only in 2 hours time.
That's what Zvot says, that it is not doing
it in this way.
I could say
I want to get back to Agumara. There is absolutely mukhaf salon al rosh, right? There is no other way of learning. If you say Zayt Merit, it's mukhaf, you have to say that Kazai, even less than Kazai is a mitzvah. Yossi, you're shaking your head. Before shaking your head, think, is there another way of learning? If there is another way of learning, you've got a right to shake your head. If not, then you have to accept it. You have to accept it. There's no, just because you don't like it, just because you don't like it doesn't mean, just because you don't like it doesn't mean that we have to. What's the reading of what Mishnah? Why? Where do you see anything otherwise? Where do you see in the Mishnah not like that? Yeah, for the bracha. I've just proven to you from the Gemara. Okay, so I've proven to you from the Gemara, that must be true. I've proven to you from a whole daf of Gemara, that could be dotted on the base, could be performed on the base. I've proven to you that must be true. You don't hear the proof? One was Yesh Lakish Yisraya, that Mitzvah Tzvich is Kevon. Maybe it was less than a Kazayin. So then there's no Zoyta Meres. Zoyta Meres, who tells you in the Mishnah you have the Kazayin? It's less than a Kazayin. So where's the Zoyta Meres? I'm proving to you from the fact that Yesh Lakish opened his mouth and nobody argues with Yesh Lakish on that he made a mistake. Yesh Lakish says Zoytei Meres Mitzvah Tzrichus Kavanah. That I see in the Mishnah that Mitzvah Tzrichus Kavanah. Where do I see in the Mishnah Mitzvah Tzrichus Kavanah for the fact that we preempted the Mitzvah? Well, the only reason why anyone argues with Yesh Lakish is then because they said, you're right, but because we want to make Hakelish Shinokos, we do it. But they agreed to him that you're right, by eating earlier you are preempting the Mitzvah. From that there was no machlokes. Yesh Lakish and the Chacham are masking. If you eat earlier, you are preempting the Mitzvah. If your Mitzvah is Ein Shechus Kavanah, you are preempting the Mitzvah. We're asking, where is the preemptation? Where is it? Sorry, there is. The Mishnah doesn't say how much you ate. She had less than a kezayis. Less than a kezayis is not a mitzvah of Moroi. Why not? You can't tell me Zoytei Meres.
Everything we have has to have a kezayis.
You can't tell me Zoytei Meres if it's not something which is Mukach. If you're just thinking of Hekelech Shinoikos, so have less than a kezayis. Where does it say in the Mishnah anything about kezayis? So if I'm telling you Zoytei Meres, Zoytei Meres means this is Mukach. This tells me, the Mishnah tells me that Mitzvah needs Kavanah. Why? Because otherwise you would be preempting the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells me nothing, because the Mishnah could be talking about it's less than a kezayis. So what does Zoytei Meres? So it's Mukach, then I'm less than a kezayis. You also use the Mitzvah. Yeah. Mukach, Zoytei Meres. Right? But had you had Kavanah, or if your Mitzvahs do not need Kavanah, you would be out for anything. Where does it say in the Mishnah Kazayis?
Why do you have Kazayis?
But don't tell me this mess, then that's the answer. Let me ask you a question. Do you need to eat a kezayis for karpas? The Rosh says clearly you don't need. So when the Mishnah says about karpas, it doesn't mean dafka kezayis, you don't need to have a kezayis. So where's the Zoytei Meres? Get less than a kezayis from the first one, and then you have a kezayis afterwards. So Mela, you're yes the mitzvah later, and you're not yes earlier because you didn't have a share. Elamai.
Maybe you would have been supposed to have more than a kezayis, but because we have a self-based bracha, a krona, that's why we don't have a kezayis.
We say be makbid not to eat the kezayis, so you shouldn't get into problems of sobek bracha.
If we were not for that,
then we wouldn't be makbid about it.
What is it?
No, tzadaka.
Do you remember when we boxed Yesh Lakish logical dead end? He couldn't have done it. Like, it didn't work out in Shita at all.
Not connected to this thing. Let's do the pizza and the broccoli. So that is the right. It's the rhyme of Russia. So there is another way to learn the sugar. And the other is touching on it. I just wanted to bring it out more. And the other way to learn the sugar shift is Rambam. So I'm going to give out some sheets which have Rambam on it. You wouldn't mind
it?
Yeah.
One?
The Rambam. This should be enough. Rambam Hilchos Chometz Matzah, the second Maariv Mokum on this page. Just look very learn it, Rambam, but learn it slowly. Matzil, you start the Seder. From the Voret, Buri Pri Adoma, and you make a Bracha Buri Pri Adoma. With a Kerek Yerek, take a vegetable, on the table, eat the Charisis, and you dip it into Charisis.
What? The first dipping?
That's what he holds, yeah?
Okay.
So, Oichel. And you eat the kazayis to him, v'chol ha-mesubim imoi, and all those eating with him, kol echol v'echol dein echol pochum the kazayis, each one of them mustn't should eat less than the kazayis, v'ach kach oikin ha-shulchan, and then the oikin ha-shulchan, may this make her agoda, apart from the guy in front of the person who says the agoda, so may this make agoda, from in front of the person who's saying the agoda, Umoitkin akoit sasheni, and you pour the second cup, and then to ben shokana, ben shoyel manishtano, and the Rambam keeps going about the seder. So we're talking about karpas. Anyone spotted something which the Rambam says different to the Rosh? He says you have to have a kezayis. The Rambam holds that you need to have a kezayis for karpas. Now where's the Rambam know that? Where's the Rambam know that you need to have a kezayis for karpas? There's no achila on karpas. So when the Rambam know that you have to make a gazayis for karpas? When the Rambam know you have to have a gazayis for karpas? Good deal. Okay, because if Chista said you filled up your belly, filled up your belly, stands that you had at least a kezayis. Huh? I would say you don't fill up your belly with a kezayis either. Okay, you want to say at least a kezayis? No, it's mukach from the sugya. It's mukach from the sugya. You have to have a kezayis. When's the mukach in the sugya? You have to have a kezayis. Hold up, I'm confused. That is on the basic of Tezvah Odalis. Mukach from the sugya, you have to have a kezayis.
Just the second
dishes,
but you
know. Because Rish Lakish says they say, "Me'ez mitzvah sichas kavana." I see in the Mishnah the mitzvah sichas kavana. I see in the Mishnah by dipping twice mitzvah sichas kavana. Where do I see in the dipping? Where do I see it? Maybe the first dipping is less than a kezayis, and the second dipping is with a kezayis, and that's why you're not yitzvah with the mara earlier because you had less than a kezayis. So how can you think they say me'ez mitzvah sichas kavana? It's a terrace, because the Rambam holds, we see in the Mishnah, you need a kezayis also for the first dipping. Also for the karpas, you need a kezayis. And once you need a kezayis for karpas, so you're into the mitzvah. Because more you've had the kezayis, and more... So it's mukach in the sugya. That means that you need the kezayis for karpas.
Rambam might not say if you only had...
The Rambam says, I see in the sugya that karpas needs the kezayis. Where do I see it? Well, the fact that Rish Lakish turned around. How can you dip twice? By dipping twice, you're preempting the mitzvah's moroi. So why didn't we just answer very simply? The first dipping was less than a kezayis, and therefore you weren't yet tomorrow. It's less than a kezayis, you weren't yet tomorrow. So the answer to that is that you had to have a kezayis. That the mitzvah, the karpas needs the kezayis. Karpas needs the kezayis, and therefore, by eating karpas, you're by default eating mekayim mitzvah's moroi. If not for the fact that mitzvah's shichos kavona. So that's another way to learn the sugya. Learn the sugya because you dalid on the base, because there's one and alif, is a mitzvah sikhas kavana. How do I know it? Because you have to anyway eat a kezayis. Now eating kezayis of moroi, you would have been yet the mitzvah already.
The fact that Rambam says, look at Yerak, and he's talking about vegetables, you don't think, Rav doesn't think that if this was a situation where he only had maror, this thing would change?
No, it's the same. You have to have a kezayis. Karpas requires kezayis.
So we can't say, we've said many times in this, since I've been learning with you, but this is different. It's different in this case. It's not different in this case for Rambam if he only had Harid Maror to do it.
So
he doesn't hold like
what we've no way.
Obviously.
Right. What we've done is we've proven two sitters in the Gemara. That means there's two possible ways to learn the Gemara. Either way is muchach if you hold at that point, which means that neither of them are muchach. Right? That means there's one way of learning the sugya to say that karpas may have taken any of the kazayis. If you learn that karpas doesn't need the kazayis, then it's muchach the mori doesn't need the kazayis. Because otherwise the shrokis wouldn't have been able to say zayse meres. How can shrokis say zayse meres mitzvah zirulana? Maybe karpas is less than kazayis, and you're not mekayim mitzvah mori. No. If karpas is less than kazayis, it's muchach the mori is also less than kazayis. The other way of learning is that no, karpas needs the kazayis. And Ramela, there's no half a minute to say that you ate less than kazayis because you had to eat the kazayis. For karpas, you had to eat the kazayis. If you had the kazayis of karpas, then you start to eat the mori, because mori, you eat it with the kazayis. So Ramela, those are the two mahalchim after learning the sugar. Both of them came from the sugar. The rosh came from the sugar. It takes the karpas, needs the kazayis. It doesn't need the kazayis. Elamai, mori doesn't need the kazayis. Mukach in the sugar. If I make that assumption that karpas doesn't need the kazayis, it's mukach in the sugar, mori doesn't need the kazayis as well. If, however, I make the assumption that karpas does need the kazayis, then the whole building that the Rosh made has. And then you can learn kipshutai. You can learn kipshutai that mori needs a kazayis, amatlis, and mroim, yoichlu, achila is the kazayis. You can learn kipshutai that you need a kazayis. Right? So what we just said now is a likud of different achronim, which are all on the page here. We said the brichodos just now the brichodos, and said the Ross and the other ishanim on it. That is where we're holding at the moment. What we do is problematic. What we do in Seder night is problematic. We have less than a kazayis for karpas. And what would be the halacha if you have less than exactly tomorrow? Are you yotze or not? Well, the halacha, in the Rashi, are you yotze? The halacha, we don't hold that. Halacha, we hold that. You need the exact tomorrow. And that's just how we, what we come from.
Other than we have to do
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah.
Nobody
doesn't interrupt.
No,
doesn't
mention
Rosh
Hashanah.
Right, doesn't, no.
How does Tosafos deal with the fact that this is less wine than
the well?
How does Tosafos deal with the fact that there's going to be a bracha on a wine, and break a wine, in between Maror here and Maror that's going
to
land over there?
It's all to do with the status, so it's not Hashanah. So, let's be the second one we had today, and we'll leave it at that. We started the sugya that the Rosh told us that the reason why you have to have a kazayis, the reason why you have to have it is because of the bracha. Not because of the mitzvah, but because of the bracha. We proved that Rashi, that Lametetri doesn't hold like that. Rashi holds that you have to have a kazayis because of the mitzvah. So we said, why is the Rosh saying what he's saying? Where is he coming from? Why is the Rosh doing this? And he said, it's mukhaf from the sugya. So since he holds that you don't need to have a kazayis for karpas. And his dog is said, by eating karpas, you by default being a kind of mitzvah of morin. Why? You didn't have a shir. So it says, you don't need a shir for morin. You don't need a shir for morin by eating karpas, by default being a kind of mitzvah of morin. So you don't need a shir for morin. And the Rashi, we said, not like that. Rashi holds, you do need a shir for morin. You do need a shir for morin. So what Rashi do? So we said, but the Rambam also says you need to have a shir. The Rambam also says you need to have a shir for karpas. You need a shir for karpas. And the Meila, that's going to be the answer. Since you need a shir for karpas, the Meila Rishakish was saying, so he said, man, since you had to have a shir for karpas, and it's much that you don't need kavana, you'll be yotze morin. So he said, man, mitzvah shichis kavana. That's the two mahalchim we had, and we're making a point that what we do on Seder night isn't like any of the shittos. Mitzad echad, we have less than a kazayis for karpas. Mitzad sheni, we have that we are makpid to have dafka kazayis tomorrow, to the yotz mitzvah tomorrow, and if you didn't eat the kazayis fashas, then our yotz tomorrow. So we don't seem to be holding like any of them. The Korban Hatzana on the page here suggests a different malach. The third malach is in between. It's on, I printed it as well, it's on the Rosh. He says that Be'emet you eat the kalfas even by less than a kazayis. You don't need to have a kazayis for kalfas. Do you remember Jesus said,
when he used to, it was a commandment for kalfas.
The kalfas. So that minhag which Chazal told us to do, even less than kazayis.
And it's a lesson of
even less than kazayis.
Huh? There's no
Right. No, Chazal told us to do it. And the Chazal told us even less than kazayis. And but if you have less than kazayis, you wouldn't be ate tomorrow. You would not be ate tomorrow. But the Mishnah doesn't tell you how much to eat. The Mishnah doesn't say how much to eat. I mean, the Mishnah means even if you would eat a kazayis, you could still dip again. Even if you would eat a kazayis, you could still dip again. So since the Mishnah doesn't say how much you eat, says there's not, there's mash, even if you would eat a kazayis, you can dip again. The Quran, we could have got out of it, we could have done less than a kazayis. Could have done less than a kazayis. But then there's not. Since the Mishnah didn't say how much it was, the Mishnah telling me, however much you eat, you won't get yourself into hot water. That would be, therefore you see Mishnah, see if it's Kavana. But if we go on, what we would do is, because we have less than a kazayis, we might be less than a kazayis, you're not yet to the Mishnah. Even if you're on the same shit as the one, you're not eating this because you didn't have a kazayis. And they told you that Mishnah.
You don't even eat more.
Yeah, but if you would have more, yeah. Yes, yeah. Okay, so listen, what I've done today in Shir is basically everything on the sheet. I would like you to go through the sheet according to the Ma'amakim that's written here. From the Ma'amakim that's written here, the Rambam, we've seen the Gemara, we've seen Rashi, we've seen Grichotis, we've seen Kavan Hatzana, we've seen, just go through it and remind yourself of what we learned today. The Rosh, and the Rosh is what we learned as well. Translations of the quote of the Rosh, just bringing out the Rosh again. And then we have the Shagatari who asked the Kashas on the Rosh and says the Mahalach in Daas HaRambam. If you don't get to the last Maramokim, it's okay. But until the last Maramokim, you should really be able to follow along what we said today. Okay? One second. Regarding what we're going to write them. You'll probably take all day going over the Maramokim that we learned today. So, we want to look into this business about the Tafsilin, the two Tafsilin. We'll be doing that, Mi'at Hashem, tomorrow or the next day. We'll be going to in the last part. Okay, let's go on the mic. Yes, sir.
No.
Stop.